Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the second week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, The Right Thing, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
One Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath? And he said to them, Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the showbread, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him. And he said to them, The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. The right thing. Throughout our lives, we become well acquainted with rules. In many, if not most ways, rules define our day-to-day behaviors. A rule was certainly broken when Jesus and his disciples were walking through grain fields on the Sabbath, eating heads of grain. The Pharisees were quick to point that out. But it isn't that Jesus didn't know the rule. It's that the rule mattered less than the hunger of his friends. This reading reminds me of the long-ago third grader who, one day, happily told me, his teacher, about what he called the bad behavior of his classmate. He didn't know the reason for it, but that didn't matter. Only one thing counted. He broke the rule, he kept repeating. And I still remember the difficulty I went through trying to teach him that sometimes rules are less important than other things, mercy being one of them. We live in a world where rules have come to matter more than mercy, or hunger for that matter. We live in an increasingly authoritarian world, and that word, although it sounds like the word authority, can be so very different. If authority means rational guidance toward the creation of a balanced government, one that best serves the common good, authoritarianism means absolute power, usually for oneself. If authority creates rules to bring about civil liberties, authoritarianism creates rules that are often codes to show up a dictatorship. My point is not that rules can be broken at will, but the essence of rules is to serve humanity, not take on a life of their own. Isn't it true that so often in our lives, we instinctively know the right thing to do without checking rules? And isn't it also true that if adhering to the rule would defeat the right thing, then we might very well choose to break that rule? Some people would agree, some would not. Professor John Martins, in a recent issue of America, quotes Pope Francis on the subject. Quote, the church sometimes has locked itself up in small things, in small-minded rules. The most important thing is Jesus Christ has saved you, and the ministers of the church must be ministers of mercy above all. Close quote. Where does Jesus stand? His citing of David's eating of the showbread in the house of God when he was in need and was hungry, even though it was not lawful, was intended to emphasize this major point. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Can we rephrase that to read that rules were made for humans, not humans for rules? In other words, Jesus' actions supported not the rule and not himself, but the good of the disciples. When it's time for us to vote later this year, when we may very well have to choose between authoritarian power and the democracy that has always been the foundation of the American government, will we consider whether the type of government we support is dedicated to individual power or to the common good? What matters, after all, is choice, isn't it? The choice that we exercise with our free will. If we choose truth and goodness, our choice will have little to do with rules or membership in a political party. It will depend in elections as well as all life's events on the interior rule by which the Spirit guides us, the rule that leads us mercifully to do the right thing.